Nick Kyprios and Billy Jaffe, Darren Millard, checking in with George McPhee, former general manager, longtime general manager of the Washington Capitals, now Islanders special advisor. I wanted to chat with you about Alexander Ovechkin, fifth fastest to score 500 goals. You saw many of those, majority of those in person. How different do you think the Alexander Ovechkin is today from the Alexander Ovechkin that broke into the National Hockey League?
Well, certainly a much more mature kid, and obviously knows his way around the league. And he's sort of, you know, when he first came in the league, you know, we didn't put him back on the point on the blue line right away, but or on the half wall, I should say. And that's something that that we tried once, and now he's, you know, he's become one of the most lethal shooters in the league there. And I think, you know, he knows who he is. He's always been a confident kid, but I think he knows his abilities now, and he's playing as well as he ever has.
Hey, George, if you compare him today to when you had him, was it just the maturity that he was missing, or do you see other things in his game today that you might have liked to seen earlier in his career?
I think he just keeps getting better, Nick, and I think he's a better two-way player now. I think Barry Trotz has done a terrific job with him and with the team. You know, when they first come in the league, young guys like this, he was amazing when he first came in the league, the way he could score goals and the way he played physically. But there were times when he was trying to hit everything in sight. And he sort of, you know, people were saying maybe you should get him to pull back on that and everything else. I said, you know, he's going to learn when to do it and how to do it, the right time in the game to be doing that. And he'll learn that, and he has. He's still a fearsome hitter, but he knows when to do it. And I just think that right now is about as – this is as well as he's ever played all over the rink.
George, when you were with him and, you know, dealing with him, were you – did you have – How did you handle him? I guess did you have regular talks with him? Were you or a manager that just kind of let it breathe and then kind of go to him when there was a situation? And how did he respond to when you guys had, you know, whether, you know, type of conversations that things needed addressing?
Well, he always responded well. Didn't have to do that very often, obviously. And I just let the coaches coach and do their thing with him. And I tried to treat him like I've treated everyone else. The only exception, I guess, would be when he first came over, he stayed at our house for a few weeks because I promised his parents, in order to get out of the contract in Russia and get him over here, that we'd look after him. And he came over and was staying at a hotel downtown. I said, that's not going to work right now. Why don't you come out with us before training camp and stay with us for a few weeks? But other than that, you know, he's always invited over Thanksgiving and Christmas like the other players were. And I don't think I treated him any different. And I didn't have to have many conversations with him. There was only one time that I recall, he was overstaying his shifts a little bit, and Glenn Hanlon said, you know, I'm going to have to pull him back and maybe park him if he's not doing it. I said that, you know, it's the right thing to do. You break him in right and he'll stay right. And so he did it, and it could have been a big deal at the time, but, you know, because Glenn sat him down for most of the third period, and I think he put him out late in the game. He scored the game winner, but he came off after... or right after the game, went right to Glenn's office and basically said, Coach, you were right. It's my fault. Won't happen again. I'm sorry. And walked down the locker room. And boy, that sure diffuses a lot of things.
George, we can't help ourselves when we look at milestones to do the historic comparisons. And Ovechkin needed 100-plus more games than some of the other greats like Gretzky, Lemieux, Brett Hall. But do you buy into the theory that maybe today's 50-goal score is equivalent to an 80-goal score in the late 80s or early 90s, I guess?
Yeah, I would say so, Nick. When we were playing, you know, the game was a little more wide open and the goalies weren't as good as they are. And, you know, now you've got four lines you could play. So I do. I think he's certainly the best goal scorer of this generation and probably the best of all time. I don't know anyone who shoots a puck like that guy. Just the sheer power in the way he shoots the puck. He can score from anywhere, it seems. And, you know, the thing that's most important with goal scorers is the desire and the ability to pay the price. And Ovi, he'll pay a price to score and wants to score every game. So I think the game is a lot better now than it was 20 years ago. I think you could go to all of our lineups 20 years ago and take six or eight guys out of a lineup that just couldn't play in today's game.
Just so I heard correctly, George, did you say that that he's the best of all time, in your opinion?
Do we need to replay it?
Yeah.
Yes.
I do. Yeah.
Incredible.
That's a big statement.
Surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if this guy got another 500 goals. I mean, he's going to play a long time.
That's what I was going to ask you. You know, knowing him the way that you do, you know, how long do you see him playing? You just answered that. I mean, I know he has the passion for the game. You get that when you talk to him. You understand that when you see him. But, you know, can he continue to play with that physical edge for a long time, which helps separate him in many ways, George, from other star scorers?
And he's durable. He plays. You know, he doesn't get hurt very often, and when he does, he plays. And with that kind of shot, he could sit on a power play for the next 10 to 12 years and just keep firing pucks. I mean, how are you going to stop him?
Hey, George, when we talk about certain players, many of them stand out because of their work ethic off the ice and their commitment to the gym, and Jágr is in that, you know, bracket. When we talk about guys going to have dinner, he's headed to the gym. Have you known Ovi at all to be that type of guy? He certainly doesn't have that reputation, and I think for him to go score another 300 or 400 goals, he'd have to put that into his repertoire.
I would agree with you there, Nick. But players do different things, obviously, and you would know this from when you're playing. You try different things in the summer. Sometimes you work out one way and see what kind of results you get from it when you play, and then the next summer, do you work out that way again, or do you change it up? And Ovi's tried different things. But the one thing Ovi always does, though, is I don't know if he's the guy that goes into the gym for 3 hours a day, but he is a guy that's really athletic. He's always playing basketball. He's playing soccer. He's swimming. He's one of those kinds of guys that whatever he's doing, it's athletic. But I wouldn't underestimate him in terms of working out. I've seen him, the guy, work out, and I've seen him do the squats and the lunges and everything else, which huge amount of weights. I mean, he does train, but he does a lot of other athletic things that, frankly, in my mind, are what players should be doing more of in the summer when they're training.
It's those genes. Training,
but do something athletic.
He's got those family genes in him, right? How is he as your experience as a leader? Yeah, you know, he seems to have matured or morphed into a more... He's always been vocal, but now the guys, maybe it's a result of just him maturing, too.
And the decision to... Russian player, young captain, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was a lot for a young guy, you know, for a Russian kid to come in and within a few years be named captain. But we always believed that if the franchise was going to go anywhere, he was going to be the guy that would have to lead it. And, again... with his maturity and knowing his way around the league now, he's a good captain now.
Did he pay you rent?
No.
Back rent, it's called.
Yeah, but, I'm sending him a note right now.
Yeah, but he was one of those guys that always had fun. He was always, you know, he'd have all the neighborhood kids over playing hockey in the basement and that sort of thing. So
very cool.
He's all, you know, the great thing about Ovi is obviously he comes in the league and he scores goals like he has. He plays physical like he has. But I think what's been a great gift to this league and to Washington is the sheer joy that the guy has playing the game.